How many have you forgiven today? Chapter 3, Fool's Gold.
How could you be so blind?
Luna whispers to herself as she hides in the shadows.
Acting so carelessly.
Luna's hiding in the darkness of the library as she watches her sister shake her rear at her students. When Luna heard the good news about Anon coming over for dinner, she was quite thrilled. When that thought settled, a problem arose. Twilight's. She knows Anon better than any pony on this planet, even more than her sister, it seems. Luna knows Anon well enough to know that it's only a matter of time before he puts two and two together. Luna can't even fathom what's going on in her sister's mind. Either Tia is trying to push those two into some kind of friendship against Anon's wishes, or she honestly forgot that Twilight is gonna be in the same room as him. Well, she won't need to worry about that. Luna's gonna take care of the situation herself. She will not allow this mare to keep her friend from her, not in body nor mind.
Your training is done for today, Twilight. I also have some good news to share.
Celestia says to Twilight with a smile.
Anon said that he's coming to dinner. Isn't that great?
Twilight's eyes brighten at that.
Really? I finally get to see him?
Luna can see it from the shadows. Her sister's smile is replaced with the smile that she gives her subjects. It seems that Luna is right in one of her assumptions. Celestia forgot that Twilight would be there in her excitement. Celestia gives her student a slow nod. How could she forget that Twilight would be there?
Yes.
Celestia turns away.
I actually need to head back to the throne room. Continue your studies, Twilight.
Celestia quickly trots to the door of the library and leaves. Twilight can only sit there with a slight cocked head. That seemed odd, but maybe the princess is rather busy? Twilight shakes her thoughts away as she turns back to her book. There's still so much that she can learn about body language. Who knew that the words that she spoke to another pony were only a fraction of what she was saying to them? It's amazing, really. Luna steps out of the shadows and slowly approaches Twilight. She had no idea if her sister had a plan to change this, but that matters little, seeing as Luna intends to fix this mistake herself. Perhaps it's not healthy, but Luna will protect Anon for as long as he wishes. If he doesn't want to see this mare, then Luna will never allow it to happen. She will never allow him to come to harm.
Hello, Sparkle.
Luna speaks up to gain Twilight's attention.
Oh!
Twilight turns around to face the sudden voice.
Luna, I didn't hear you come in. I take that as a compliment.
Luna trots in front of Twilight's desk.
Studying hard? Very much so.
Twilight says with a smile.
I know that somewhere in these books I can learn how to gain Anon's forgiveness.
Luna feels a sneer across her face. What is important to this pony, earning Anon's forgiveness or actually being sorry for what she did? There's no point in dwelling on this. Luna has a mission.
Twilight?
Luna speaks in a royal tone.
Yes?
Twilight gives Luna her full attention.
You will not be coming to the dinner this evening. Do you understand?
Twilight looks confused as she looks at her book, then over her shoulder to the door where Celestia walked out, then back to Luna.
But I've always had dinner here.
Luna leans over the table some, so she's looking Twilight deep into her eyes. She makes her features as cold and dead as the mask that she used to wear on the battlefield.
Twilight.
Luna can see the sweat already falling from Twilight's forehead.
Listen to me closely. I do not hold the same aversions that many ponies have, so understand me when I say that I will do what I must to protect what I care for most.
Luna feels a small smirk on her lips.
Dreams can be rather fun.
Then her smirk falls.
They can also be nightmares.
Twilight is frozen in shock as she looks into Luna's eyes. There's just something off about what she sees. It's almost as if she can't see Luna's soul. As if she's face to face with a timber wolf about to eat its prey, she can't stop herself from shaking in place, nor can she turn away from her gaze.
You are going to go home and have a nice dinner with your family. You will then come back tomorrow and continue your studies. If Anon is ready, then you will see him, and not a minute before. Do you understand?
Twilight's mouth is moving up and down slightly, but nothing is coming out.
Twilight?
Luna keeps her dead gaze on Twilight the entire time.
I need you to say that you understand.
Twilight gulps some as she quickly looks away from Luna.
I understand.
She says in a full stutter. Luna feels her mask disappear.
Good. See you around, Sparkle.
Twilight can only watch from the corner of her eye as Luna walks back into the shadows. In an instant, Luna's presence is gone. Twilight can feel a giant weight lift from her shoulders. She doesn't know what that was, but she thinks she isn't gonna chance fate. As much as she wants to prove to Anon how sorry she is, if he isn't ready to see her, then there's really no point. Twilight feels a shiver go down her spine at the thought of that look Luna gave her. She wonders what type of body language that was. She shakily picks up her book and starts reading.
I guess I should get back to studying.
Hooves, how many times do I have to tell you this?
Anon is sitting at a table with Butterhooves.
I just want to help,
the pony says sadly.
I get that, but we have rules for a reason. Things like this cannot happen when I'm gone. What if there was a batch of candy in those pots that you dropped? An entire day's worth of candy. Gone.
I know I can do it, just give me a chance.
Anon looks at this pony as he gives him his big pleading puppy eyes. Anon just shakes his head.
Ugh, you're no Pinkie Pie, those big eyes don't work on me. Get your ass back in line and do what you're paid to do. Otherwise, get out.
The pony lets out a sigh and walks back over to a station.
Couldn't you at least let him down easy?
Bon Bon asks, and Anon scoffs.
If they wanted easy, they wouldn't be working here.
Still, couldn't you give Hooves a break? You know he means well.
He means well, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna let him waste our stock.
We'll have plenty of cooks to keep an eye on him. Just let the colt try.
Anon looks over to see Bon Bon giving him her puppy eyes now. Anon just rolls his eyes with a tired sigh.
I can't believe this.
He gets up from his seat.
You better hope he doesn't screw up.
Bon Bon giggles at how easy it is to get Anon to do what she says.
He's such a sweetheart, even if he does bury it all under all that other stuff.
Anon ignores Bon Bon's giggling as he walks over to Butterhooves, whom currently is cleaning pots with a sad look on his face.
Hooves!
Butterhooves jumps slightly from the shouts. He quickly turns to face his boss.
Yes?
You have one shot. If you screw this up, then that's it. Get to Station 6 and start prepping. If you need help, then ask for it.
Anon watches as the pony's sad mood instantly flips as he practically glows from the snooze.
I won't let you down!
Hooves says as he runs over to his station.
No running!
Anon shakes his head as he returns to his seat.
Oh, he's cute.
Bon Bon says with a giggle.
Doesn't it feel good to give a pony a chance?
Anon looks at Bon Bon with a dead stare.
I'd prefer risks not being taken.
There's always risks. I took a risk when I hired you.
Bon Bon scoots closer to Anon.
I like to think it worked out.
Perhaps. I'm just more cautious than you.
Anon offers.
Maybe, but sometimes it's good to throw caution to the wind.
Maybe.
Anon looks over his shoulder at a patch of darkness that wasn't there before.
Then again, keeping your guard up is never a bad thing. Hey, Luna?
Another giggle is heard. Bon Bon quickly looks over to the darkness where the laugh came from.
You are the only creature that seems to know when I'm around.
Luna walks from the darkness and leans her muzzle to Anon's ear.
I think I could truly fear you if we were met on the battlefield.
Anon smirks.
Too bad I suck with a sword.
Luna walks to Anon's side.
Good to see you.
Anon reaches over and pulls Luna into a more intimate hug. Ever since Luna shared a portion of her life with Anon, he's always seems to be closer to her than usual. Luna even thinks that her friendship with him is stronger than what her sister has. Sure, the both of them are rather close, but nothing compares to the bonds that's created when you allow someone to enter your subconscious freely. Luna wraps her wings around Anon.
It's always a pleasure when we meet face to face.
Luna pulls away from the hug.
My sister brings word that you'll be joining us for dinner.
Luna can see the smile even on his face. It's just as she thought. He doesn't intend to go. She can see that he's about to say something, so she cuts in.
Good thing Twilight won't be there.
She notices Anon's full attention on her.
Twilight isn't gonna be there?
Luna nods.
Correct. She'll be having dinner with her parents. She said something along the lines of a family gets-together. You know how random nightmare can be.
Anon nods slowly in his head. He didn't foresee this turn of events. He looks at Bon Bon as she gives him the look. It seems that she figured it out. What is he gonna do now? Obviously, he can't turn down the dinner, but he also can't just leave Bon Bon hanging.
It's a shame that you won't be joining Lyra and I for dinner.
Bon Bon speaks up.
I guess that's alright, seeing as you'll need time to pack a few things for your stay.
Luna feels her brow raise as she looks over at Anon. Anon chuckles nervously as he looks over to the kitchen. But then an idea comes to mind.
Yeah, you see, I got a new trainee.
Anon points at Butterhooves, who's currently prepping his station. Luna looks over at the pony setting up his workstation. The pony shakily sets a pot onto the stove to boil. He seems very nervous and could possibly drop something at the faintest of sudden noises.
I gotta keep an eye on him.
Anon continues.
Seeing as I'm the only one gonna be here for a few days, I thought it would be cool to stay at the store for a while until the job is done.
Luna looks at Anon with a raised brow. She knows that he's lying. He knows that she knows that he's lying, but Luna accepts it. It's just in Anon's nature. He doesn't want any problems. Luna nods.
Understandable. I'll let my sister know of your temporary arrangements. So we'll see you at dinner?
Anon lets out a sigh.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Very well. I must return to my duties.
Later, Luna.
She gives him a nod as she steps back into the darkness. The shadow that clung to the corner slowly dissipates.
So that's why you wanted to stay here?
Bon Bon asks.
Maybe.
You're gonna have to face her eventually.
Eventually.
Anon repeats, and he looks over to the workers.
I better check on how everything is holding up.
Anon gets up and walks away before Bon Bon can say another word. All she can do is let out a sigh as she goes back to her paperwork.
What was I thinking?
Celestia screams into her pillow.
How could I have forgotten that Twilight was going to be joining us for dinner?
Celestia is laying face down on her bed. She was gonna head to the throne room, but decided to take a few moments for herself in private. She's been in here ever since she left Twilight in the library. All she could think about now is how much of a disaster this entire thing is gonna turn out.
What if he doesn't show up? And I'll probably remember that Twilight would be there. What if he thinks I'm doing this on purpose?
She falls into her bed again. She doesn't like her thoughts. If Anon thinks that she did this on purpose, then the chances are that he'll probably not want to be around her anymore.
It's silly to think such things, sister.
Celestia sits up.
Luna?
Luna is standing at the base of her sister's bed.
I highly doubt that Anon would be so willing to let go of your friendship.
Luna scolds her sister slightly.
He's grown such past things.
Celestia leers at her sister as she casts a stronger spell on her mind.
What have I told you about eavesdropping on my thoughts?
Luna rolls her eyes.
Oh please, I've known you long enough to hear your thoughts without the need for magic. Be that as it may, this is still my room.
Celestia counters.
That matters little. The fact of the matter is that Anon will be coming to dinner and Twilight's will not.
Celestia looks at her sister with a raised brow.
Is that so?
Luna nods.
I saw fit to rectify your mistake. How did you do such a thing? I simply told your student to spend a night with her family. It was rather easy.
Of course, Luna's paraphrasing, but it pretty much happened along the same line. Celestia seemed to accept what her sister was saying without question.
Really?
Another nod from Luna.
I speak the truth. Well?
Celestia rises from her bed.
It seems I've been worrying myself over nothing. It would seem.
Celestia walks over to her dresser and picks up a coat brush, and she starts to comb her coat.
So, what do you have planned for the day?
Celestia asks Luna.
The night guard need more training.
Luna says.
They've been a bit sloppy lately. You're too hard on them. I trained them to be prepared. For what? War? The time has passed, sister.
Luna turns away from her sister to look out of the balcony window.
Or it's so easy. Hmm?
Celestia looks over at her sister.
Nothing, just idle thoughts. I must be going. I'll be in the throne room, if you need me.
Celestia tells her sister. Luna gives her a nod as she takes a step back into the darkness. Celestia feels herself smirk as Luna disappears. Shadow teleportation, a specialty of her sister's. One of the many things that they no longer teach in magic schools. Not very great at making an appearance, but then again it wasn't intended to be used to make appearances. Celestia feels her smile drop. It was made to allow easier stealth kills on the battlefield. Celestia sets down her coat brush. There's no need to linger on those thoughts. Anon is going to be joining her for dinner, and that brightens her mood considerably. Something tells me that the dinner isn't going to go right. Not that Twilight will be there, but just something might be off. Anywho, let's get on to our wise donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, J10Man, Darkside, and Only One Thing. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyColor557, Stu Hex, Sir Brother and Mortred, Omicron Library, Will Chris, Twinkie, Hudzaza, Riot Soul, Dospo, and many more awesome people. Don't really know why I even said it like that, but have a good one. Oh, and live life to the fullest.